Well, is John Kerry the most liberal member of the Senate? The National Journal says yes, according to the magazine's annual congressional vote rankings. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca crunched the numbers behind the article, and this is what he found.
These days, many conservatives don't talk about Senator John Kerry as much as they talk about the most liberal senator, John Kerry. Take Newt Gingrich during a Super Tuesday appearance on the Fox News channels On the Record with Greta Van Susteren.
I believe if Howard Dean had not run in the first place, Kerry could never have been nominated because it would have been obvious for 6 months, as National Journal pointed out last weekend, that he is the most liberal senator in the U.S. Senate.
The candidate himself was confronted with National Journal's finding in a debate 2 days prior to Super Tuesday.
How can you hope to win with this kind of characterization,
because
in this climate?
Because it's a laughable characterization. It's absolutely the most ridiculous thing I've
ever
seen
in my life. Are you a
liberal? Let me just, are you a liberal? Please come to the characterization.
What Kerry could have said but didn't was, my record last year wasn't so much liberal or conservative as it was absent. Rich Cohen covers Congress for National Journal and helped oversee the survey, which breaks down votes into economic, social, and foreign policy.
Because Senator Kerry was running for president much of last year, he was absent a good deal, and therefore he did not meet the requirement of voting on at least one half of the votes in each category. He didn't meet that requirement on the social and foreign policy votes, and therefore his average score reflected only his votes on economic issues.
Kerry voted on the liberal side in every economic vote he made last year. John Edwards also voted liberal on every vote he made, and he had enough votes to qualify on economic and social issues. Then there was Jack Reed of Rhode Island and Paul Sarbanes of Maryland, who, as Rich Cohen points out, never cast a conservative vote at all last year.
In the case of Sarbanes and Reed, they had all liberal votes, but they voted on more than twice as many issues as did Kerry.
Those two senators, under the National Journal system, wound up being scored as less liberal than Kerry. Here's how it works. Let's say 10 senators vote all liberal on social issues. Then let's say 5 senators vote all liberal on economic issues. The 10 wind up ranked as less liberal than the 5. The more ties, the lower the liberal score. Because John Kerry cast fewer votes, he had fewer chances to tie, and wound up being scored as the most liberal. It works out that if Kerry had shown up for every vote he missed and voted liberal every single time, his overall liberal score would actually be lower. As Rich Cohen says about comparing Kerry's votes to the other liberal voting senators,
we're talking about really marginal differences.
But of course, there is a big rhetorical difference between the phrase most liberal senator as opposed to one of the most liberal senators. Cohen also says that next year the National Journal may change their system so that in order to get any score at all, a senator has to show up for at least half the votes. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.